Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Why Marketing Teams Need Cultural Courage. Let's dive in. Here's what keeps me up at night. Most marketing teams kill their best ideas in committee rooms, not conference rooms. While you're polling focus groups about cultural relevance, your competitors are already speaking directly to the moment. Today, I want to talk about why the brands winning attention aren't waiting for permission. They're moving at the speed of culture. Let's start with what I call the consensus trap. Cultural moments have 72-hour windows, but committee approval takes 72 days. Think about it. By the time your brand response gets through legal, compliance, and three layers of management, the cultural conversation has moved on. The most culturally intelligent brands solve this by having single decision makers for real-time response. Nike's Colin Kaepernick campaign is the perfect example. It bypassed traditional approval chains entirely because someone had the cultural courage to act on conviction, not committee consensus. Here's why this matters. HubSpot research shows brands that take cultural stances see 4x higher engagement rates. But here's the framework that makes it work. I call it the cultural courage ladder. Observe, interpret, respond, own. Teams with pre-approved cultural guidelines convert cultural moments 300% faster than those seeking consensus every single time. So how do you build this into your organization? Create what I call cultural courage cards. Pre-approved brand positions on key cultural topics. Establish 24-hour decision windows for cultural response campaigns. Build your culture squad, 3 people maximum who can greenlight cultural content without endless meetings. Let me give you a real-world example. Black Friday 2011. While retail brands committee-tested holiday campaigns, Patagonia's founder made one bold call. Their Don't Buy This Jacket campaign told customers not to purchase their products. The result? A 30% sales increase during their anti-consumption campaign. The lesson? Cultural courage isn't about consensus. It's about authentic conviction that resonates with your audience's values. Here's your next campaign action. Before your next campaign brief, define 3 cultural positions your brand owns. Assign one person, not a committee, to be your cultural decision maker. Set a 48-hour maximum from cultural moment to brand response. Here's the bigger picture. Culture rewards the confident, not the careful. While your competition seeks consensus, your audience craves conviction. Move at the speed of culture, because relevance belongs to the bold. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Get the Cultural Intelligence Report at moveatthespeedofculture.com.